Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can for $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can also donate to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking donate. At Patreon, I have various tiers you can choose from, with everything from early episodes, early YouTube videos, swag, and much more. Don't forget, I also have two other podcasts out there, Pucks and Cups and From John to Justin, which release every single week. Today, I'm talking with country artist Alexis Taylor, who recently released a new single called Getaway. We talk about her new single, her upcoming EP, and much more. So let's get right to the interview. First question, how have you been the past year with COVID?
It's been quite an interesting ride, to say the least. it's just been, luckily I've been able to spend time with my family, but it's been tough not being on the road. So,
Imagine. Yeah. Getaway is, you recently put it together. How did that song all come about?
Yeah, so that song I wrote a little bit earlier last year, and I was in quarantine. I was stuck in my house in Canada, at my parents' house, and not being able to go on radio tours, go on the road, perform, anything like that. I was like, oh man, what I wouldn't do for a vacation. And so I started thinking, a lot of the times we tend to think of a vacation as, okay, we're going to go to Florida or we're going to go to Mexico or whatever. At least that's what it is for me and my family. Mm-hmm. And so when we couldn't really do that last year, I thought, maybe a vacation isn't necessarily about one specific location, but it's about the people that you are spending your time with. And so that's how I kind of came up with the idea of Getaway. And I just think it's a song about kind of realizing that the people that you're with are sometimes the best way to kind of escape reality for a while rather than a specific place.
What do you hope people get out of listening to the song? Like you said, you kind of mentioned that the vacations are the people you're with, but people listening, what do you hope that they get out of it, especially during this time where we're all, like you said, locked down and dealing with a pandemic?
Yeah, well, I think really, I just want people to have hope that, you can make the best of the situation, even though, the whole world's on lockdown. And unfortunately, there's no way of telling when this will kind of blow over. I just think it's really important to just really try to make the best of things and focus on the positives in your life, as opposed to, the way that things used to be. And the fact that a lot of us aren't able to make that getaway from the world that we're living in right now. So, yeah.
Was it difficult at all to put it together with COVID, with restrictions, or was it kind of an easy process?
It was a little bit more difficult. My producer ended up, having a COVID scare. He didn't end up having it, but he had to shut his studio down for 2 weeks. And so he had to postpone things a number of times. And then I also had a COVID scare where I thought I had it. So there were definitely some things that we weren't really expecting that kind of delayed the process of being in the studio and all that. But more or less, I think I got lucky that I did record it when I did, because, with everything going on, you never know. One day they're going to say, yep, everything's open. And the next mm-hmm. it's okay, everything's closed. So I got really lucky.
Has it been difficult this year not being able to do live shows and interacting with fans the way that you normally would?
Yeah, definitely. I have been going on the road and playing shows for a number of years now. And it was just so, not depressing, but I was just I was hurt when I had to go through my website last year and just slowly cancel all of my shows and, break the news to my fans and everything. And it was sad for me to have to do that. And I think that because I had to cancel a lot of my shows, I decided to try to work on different ways that I could still connect with my fans. Luckily, I was able to start live streaming, and I was able to start connecting with my fans on that way. And everyone's been really great about it, because I have so many different fans from all over the world that are now able to actually tune in and listen to me, which, you know, doing a lot of my shows basically in North America, there's a lot of people who are over in Europe that just aren't able to see me live. So it's been really cool to connect with people that way and just get to know my fans on a more personal level. So that's one good thing that's come out of all of it.
Tell me a bit about the EP you have coming out this year.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. I've almost got all the songs finished up. And it's going to be 5 songs that I have written over the past year or so. And I'm really excited about it because not only is it 5 songs that I've written, but I wrote them all myself. And I know that co-writing is really important when it comes to songwriting and just music in general. But I think that as important as co-writing is, me being able to kind of share with my audience songs that were written solely by me is not only terrifying, but super important, because I think that a lot of my fans will be able to see a new side of me and a different side of me that they haven't already seen on my previous songs. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with everyone. And hopefully that is going to be coming out in either April or May.
Was it difficult at all, kind of like with recording the song, to make it during a pandemic?
Yep. Again, like with not knowing whether things are open or closed or everything, like you kind of have to work around that. And then just like being able to schedule wise, trying to get everything in order and make sure that everyone's free and available and not sick. That's always a thing. And I mean, it's interesting having to walk into the studio now with a mask, and you've got to wear a mask the whole time unless you're doing vocals. So it's been different, but still really exciting process and definitely looking forward to how things turn out.
You mentioned that this will show a new side of you to your fans. What kind of tone do you hope, or message do you hope your fans get out of the album?
I don't know if there's necessarily a message that I want to share with my fans, but it's just basically a collection of 5 songs that are just new experiences that I've kind of gone through over the past year or so of my life. So being able to share those situations in my life and just different hardships that I've had to go through and struggles that I've had to go through. And then also the good things in my life that I've been able to experience. I think that's really what I'm wanting to share with my fans, is just all the things that have happened in my life that I know other people have probably gone through too. And really just share that through all of it, like, we're going to be okay. And that, you know, tomorrow is a brand new day and the past is in the past, and to just really focus on the here and now.
Has COVID shown us the importance of arts in our lives, just with, you know, everything from being able to stream TV shows, reading music, just to kind of keep us sane during a year-long pandemic or more?
I think for me, at least, it has. I know for a lot of other people it has too. I think that through all of it, if anything, music has still been able to connect us. And even with like TV shows and movies and whatnot, like, that's still things that I'm able to do with my family. And, you know, you're still able to talk about that kind of stuff. Oh, like, this new show came out. Oh, have you seen it? And like, those are the little things that like we can look forward to still. And at least I look forward to when new albums come out, or when my favorite artists release new songs. That's definitely been something that I've been able to talk about and look forward to with my friends and family.
You mentioned the EP coming out most likely in April, but is there any other things that you're working on, or anything that you have planned going into 2021? As best as you can say, again, with COVID, who knows?
Yeah, well, I've got quite a few shows actually that are booked. I've really been working on trying to get back doing live music safely, of course, but trying to do as many bookings as I can in a lot of new cities. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm hoping to be doing a lot more writing, co-writing too, and just trying to expand my musical knowledge and as much of my guitar playing and piano playing and singing abilities as I can. So that's really what I've been trying to set up for this year, and what I'm going to be definitely looking forward to this year as well.
And then the last question is, just how can people find out more about you, your website, social media, where they can follow you, where they can get the song and eventually get the album come spring?
Yeah, so my website is just alexistaylormusic.com. That has all my socials on it, so you can definitely check that out. I've got my tour dates coming up on there, and when my album comes out, I'll be posting that there as well. But then also, you can basically find me anywhere you can find music. It's just Alexis Taylor. And Getaway is my most recent song. It's going to be on there. And other than that, just Alexis Taylor on all my other socials.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Alexis Taylor, and if you did, please leave a rating and review. If you like, you can email me at craig@canadaehx.com. You can visit my website, where you'll find hundreds of articles on Canada's history, as well as all my podcast episodes. Just go to canadaehx.com. And again, you can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/canadaehx, just like all of these wonderful patrons have. And I apologize if I mispronounce any names. Diane Wade, Lori Ann Kirby, Gary Dolovich, Nick Zinri, Pamela Elder, Shannon Marshall, Clinton Martinez, Dimitri Chauve, Aaron O'Hara Myers, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Rawa, Luke S., Vic Hedges, J.P. Bear, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, and Iris Gray. As well, you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Canadian History X. Remember, that's EHX. I'm on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird. And don't forget, you can find me on Instagram. Just search for Bairdo37. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.